Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 20th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection, and I am Chioneso Njani.
And I'm Tutenda Gumbo, and tonight we are talking about the growing activism by young people who say they are fed up with President Robert Mugabe's leadership and are calling for change.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and Twitter at Studio VOA. We can also get connected going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. And we will return your call.
And as usual, as you should know by now, we are streaming live on air. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and also on voashona.com. But on Facebook, we're streaming live. Go to our platforms, voashona, voandebele, and VOA Studio 7.
Despite a sustained crackdown on pro-democracy campaigners by the ZANU-PF government, activists calling on President Robert Mugabe to abdicate power say they are not backing down. In recent weeks, or even months, many of them have been beaten up and thrown in jail.
And some of the activists have suffered broken limbs, but their resolve remains intact. Protests against the government are escalating, and just today, some Zimbabweans are picketing at the United Nations, calling for President Robert Mugabe to step down.
And many of them are saying, "Tajamuga sesichigile asisafuni," as they say.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tajamuga pro-democracy movement, as well as flag campaign, mm-hmm. Which has been very instrumental in organizing the marches that have been happening here in the United States at the United Nations General Assembly, where President Robert Mugabe is attending and is due to speak tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, of course, Ntunga. So we want to hear from everyone out there. We'll have our reporter, Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye, who will be joining us live on Skype, as well as she is in New York right now and on her way to the United Nations where Zimbabweans are picketing. She'll give us an update, but we'll have our guests. We'll talk to them, find out what their take is on what's going on all around, I guess, the globe, Ntunga, when it comes to Zimbabwean issues.
Indeed, and to give people an update on the issue of the flag, mm-hmm. not this flag movement per se, but the Zimbabwean flag. So the Ministry of Justice released a statement today warning Zimbabweans that anyone who will be found selling a Zimbabwean flag without prior permission from the ministry is in violation and will be arrested and prosecuted. That today coming from the Ministry of Justice, headed by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Emakhaya lichona njani luhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje lapho esikhangela khona umzabalazo oqhubekela phambili umzabalazo wokulwisana lobuhuquluzi lobubi obenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mugabe bane ngabathi hayi baba Mugabe sokwanele soku isikhathi sokuba na wehle esihlalweni usuke embusweni batho njalo betajamuka batho njalo be this flag batho njalo be MDC batho njalo bamabandla amanengi achiyeneyo bathi hayi into zinzima elizweni umnotho kawumanga kuhle imsebenzi kayitholakali izithembiso hulumende owasithembisa zona ngaphambilini kokhetho kazikagcwaliswa ngakho bayatshengisela abantu kodwa okusuke kuhluphe abaningi ukuthi bayatshaywa babhaxabulwe kabuhlungu sibonile kunsukwana ezedluleyo ngempela viki betshaywa kakubi aba ekade betshengisela abenera abamabandla aphikisayo kodwa bathi kasibuyeli muva ukutshengisela sokufinyelela emazweni achiyeneyo sikhuluma nje bayatshengisela abanye khonapha esigodlweni se-United Nations edolobheni elikhulu le-New York lapho umongameli Mugabe akhona bathi hayi baba Mugabe sokuyisikhathi sokubana usuke embusweni vatere richirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa the connection apo nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu kana kuti vanopokana nehurumende ye ZANU-PF vari kuramba vachikampeina kuti haiwa vamugave vachiratidzira vachiti haiwa vamugave siyai basa matadza kutonga kutaura zvino izvi vakawanda vari kuratidzira mistina chichi kunoku United States kumzinda weUN kuNew York vari kuti haiwa vamugave taneta neutongi hwenyu na izozo siyai basa.
And of course ntonga sezvava taura we have a marvelous mhlanganya huye a Studio 7 reporter who's actually there on the ground ku New York. Thank you Marvelous, can you hear us?
I'm not sure if I'll be able to hear them.
Hello Marvelous, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes Marv, can you hear us?
Yes, I am. I can hear you. Oh, yes, you can hear. I'm actually at the venue. I've just arrived.
We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear, and we can see you. You look like a rock star.
Thank you. But I'm also going to take you into the action, because as I got here, I can see the exchanges between members of December 12th movement, who are pro-President Robert Mugabe, and, Zimbabweans who are also protesting. They're actually protesting at the Republic of Zimbabwe consulate here in New York.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and see if I can let you see what I am seeing. I'm going to take you to where the protesters are and try and see if the camera will pick them up.
Go ahead and give us the action.
I can see them right there in the background.
Sure we can. Now go ahead and talk to some of them and let's hear what they have to say.
We also have members of December 12th movement, so I'll show you a bit of them, then move away from the action and speak to you, because I can't hear you.
Okay, go ahead, Marv.
Mavi, what do their signs say for those who can't see?
Oh, so that's our reporter, the marvelous Mhlanganya.
Okay, so now I'm coming back to you. I'm moving away from the action so I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Saka Mavi, can you tell us, you just showed us December 12th movement that has been there at the Republic of Zimbabwe, the consulate in New York. Can you tell us what their signs said for those who couldn't see?
From the signs that I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing one held that says Mercenary for Hire, Ivan Mawarire. Let me show you that sign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. It's now showing on the screen.
It's probably upside down because I'm doing a reverse camera, but this is what we're seeing here. There's another sign that says his flag, and he has a picture of Ivan Mawarire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also calling for the removal of USA sanctions. We have nothing. And as you can hear, the Zimbabweans are also, having their say.
Okay, Marv, let's move to Zimbabwean protesters. Let's talk to them. Let's hear what they have to say.
Okay, let me get you one of the protesters. We'll start off in Ndebele so that you can hear what they are saying. Hold on, please.
I will come right back to you, Mavi. Of course, there to our listeners and viewers, that there's Mavis
Mtanganya Buye. We have one protester here who came all the way from Canada. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Sinclair from Canada. I'm here because we need to be here. Every single one of us in Mavis needs to make a change. We need to help make a difference. We have to get rid of Mugabe. We have to get rid of the regime that's there. ZANU-PF has got to go. We need our people to have jobs, homes, food, healthcare. We need everything. Please, people, get rid of Mugabe. He's got to go. Together, we can make a change. Together.
As you can hear there, I have another protester, a young man who will speak to you in Ndebele.
Sanibona nithokazo muhle sikhona silapha sizokhala sikhala lemuli yaseZimbabwe kubuhlungu ngoba sithi sikhala sinje sikhalela inhlupho zethu kukhona amaxhegu lapha angaziyo isituation yaseZimbabwe lokho bemile laphana bayabhadalwa iZANU-PF yabanika imali ithi banika ibanika imali yokuthi bethu umgabe wenza kuhle iZANU-PF ngukulumende omuhle so manje thina sikhona lapha sizomela iqiniso sifuna ukuthi umhlaba uzwe ukuthi iqiniso yilipi sifuna ukuthi abantu bekwazi ukuthi thina silapha ngenxa yodubo lwasekhaya silenhlupheko eziningi izwe zisibuthanisa lapha asibuyele emumva asoze sidinwe sizaqhubekela phambili silokho sikhala silokho sihlabela lingixolele ilizwi lami selize laphela besilokho sihlabela lapha siyabatshela ukuthi umgabe wabulala abantu wabulala 20,000 plus people eZimbabwe sifuna ukuthi umhlaba ukwazi khona lokho lokuthi umgabe is a tribalist leader who cannot lead the country sifuna futhi ukuthi umhlaba ukwazi ukuthi he is 92 years old and he has been a president for 36 years. Silobuhlungu ngenxa yakho konke khona lokho. So mahlabe ezulu silani asililahlanga asilikhohlwanga siyalithanda simanyenelani one love. Asoze sihoxise asoze sichayinja sifihle umpini sifuna ukuthi sikhulume iqiniso. Lani siyalicela khona ngale keep on piling pressure. Abantu bakobulawayo you are disappointing you are not doing well you are not doing like Harare. Kana ukuthi liphuqe abantu bakamthwakazi fuqanini abantu bakabulawayo umgabe ezedinwe asibuyele emuva sidiniwe lixhegu lelithina umuntu ole 92 years wake wakhokhela yini iphi inhlanganiso at 92 a 92 year old asikwazi ukuthi simthiye ngitsho le nkomo asikwazi ukuthi simthiye ngitsho le mbuzi ngoba ezinye zizatshontshwa manje singamnika ilizwe njani hayi mthwakazi lingangidisappoint man awu
tanzwapo kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuno tina Pastor Ivan Mawarire vari pano. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but we have Pastor Ivan
Mawarire. We can hear you, Mav.
Go ahead.
We see there are so many signs over there that are being written about you. What's your comment about what's going on?
Look, it's a shame. I think, first of all, it's a testament. When you see people putting up those signs and my picture everywhere, it's a testament to the power of the citizen. It's a testament to the fact that a government can be shaken by the citizens of their nation. These people, if you go there, all the plaques have got my picture on it, and they're saying I'm a mercenary for hire, and all sorts of silly things that they're saying. They don't know anything about Zimbabwe. But that shows you that if citizens stand up, tikasimuka as citizens, we've got the power to make a difference for our nation. And so because of that, we keep pushing and we keep speaking up against corruption, injustice, and poverty.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask a follow-up question? Mavi, hold on.
So that I can hear what you guys are saying.
Can we ask Pastor Mawarire a question, please?
Yes, I can. I would have to go back. Tell me the question, and I'll ask him. Then he can come and answer.
Okay. Can you ask him? You know, he's been here in the U.S. now for probably a month or so, and a lot has happened in Zimbabwe. People have been brutalized. The crackdown is escalating. You know, against pro-democracy activists. What has he got to say about, you know, all the developments that have taken place in Zimbabwe in his absence?
Okay, let me ask him right now. Pastor Ivan.
Those old bullies there.
Pastor Ivan, I've just got a question for some of our viewers who are viewing you live on Skype at
right.
Studio 7. I have Ntungamile who asked a question. There's been a lot that happened since you left. There's been a crackdown of activists. They've been arrested. What's your comment on what's happened since you left?
Again, this is a testament, and I have to, our citizens now know this. This is a sign that the power of citizens is at work. What we are doing cannot be stopped. It's a shame that the government begins to arrest people because they are exercising their constitutional right to speak up. The people who have been arrested have done nothing wrong except to speak up, except to want to build their country. And so this is something that our government has always done. That's all they know how to do. But our commitment is to building Zimbabwe. Their arrests will not stop us. Their intimidation will not stop us. Their torture will not stop us, because it is our right. This is going to be the new normal in Zimbabwe. We will do it at home, and we'll do it away from home, as we are doing right here in New York at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. Just before you...
Kusungwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nehurumende yedu. Zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yatya. Kuti iri kutya vanhu vayo vakutaura chokwadi. Isusu chokwadi chatiri kubvunza hurumende yedu. Ndechekuti masiire nyika yedu ichipazwa. Ichipazwa nehuori. Ichipazwa nekubata vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Nenzira isina kunaka. Ndo mubvunza yatabvunza. Asina izvozvo kusungwa kwavaita vanhu nekuvarova. Tiri kuti isusu hatichamira kutaura. Atichamira kunoudza pasi rose neuori waitwa nehurumende yedu. Imimi kana muchiona kuti chipatara tawe takaverenga nezuro chaiye kuti Harare Hospital haichakwanisa kuita maoperations kurapa vanhu nekuti haina mari yei, mari yemishonga. Asi ndege dzinosimuka zuva nesikati, siku nesikati kuZimbabwe, dzakatakura vakuru vakuru venyika yedu vasvinorapwa kunze kwenyika. Asi maminista edu vanotengerwa motikari gore negore, motikari nyowani. Asi Harare Hospital inoshayiwa mishonga, hazviite izvozvo. Saka isi hatichanyarari. Muchasunga vamuchasunga, asi vamwe vachasumuka. Vamunenge masunga vachibuda vanosibuda vachisumuka zvekare. Iyi nyaya iyi haichamira, haichanyararwa.
Tinotenda tunga sekunzwa kwamaita naTatenda naChioniso. Ndo zviri kuitika iko kuno kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muno muNew York. Tiri kunzwa kuti mangwana varatidziri ava neivo zveve December 12 movement vachange vachienda kuUnited Nations, uko mutungamiri wenyika President Robert Mugabe vari kutarisirwa kutaura. Ndombomusiyai makadaro.
Okay, I thank you there, a marvelous Mtanganya, who is in New York, spirited there, of course, in Tunga. Ataona, the guys are from December 12th movement, based in New York. They're based in Harlem. They're a pan-Africanist movement. So they're not particularly saying that it's all about President Mugabe. They do talk about other issues, other countries. But right now in spotlight, it's President Mugabe. Chichi, let's come to you. You had a chance to speak to some young Zimbabweans who were in New York on Saturday when these protests began. You had a chance to talk to members of the December 12th movement. You know, tell us what the sentiments are from both sides.
From December 12th movement, they are very pro-Mugabe, pro-ZANU-PF, and their message is the same. It's all about sanctions, but they're asking the protesters in New York that why is it you're not going back to the source? The source being the sanctions. You're talking about unemployment, the health crisis, the educational crisis. But is that not emanating because of what has happened to the president? And that was from the introduction of sanctions. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they say, December 12th says Mugabe used to be one of the most favored model that every leader would admire, especially African leaders. And his dishonor came, or rejection from the Western countries came, because he decided to give the people back the land. And that is where they are saying, they say, when you think about Mugabe, Mugabe is right. Mugabe has given the people the land. And that's where it's emanating from, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the Zimbabweans who are protesting against Robert Mugabe? They're saying that the issues are not issue of sanctions, it's the issue of governance, issue of leadership from the president himself. What are they saying, especially in relation to what December 12th is saying?
They say these people called the December 12th movement don't know what they are talking about, because they are not in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. They are enjoying their life here in America. And the people, the young people in Zimbabwe are saying, but listen, we understand that there are sanctions, but it's not about sanctions only. Sanctions is not the only thing that is affecting our country. And with the protests that are coming up, we want to continue directing and saying it's the sanctions when it's not. But it's other issues that the government needs to put in place, mm-hmm. and needs to put in order.
Going back to the December 21st movement, before we take our next guest, I wouldn't say I was surprised, but you know, you look at these pro-democracy activists or anti-Mugabe activists.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are young people, you know, middle-aged people who still have a future ahead of them. But when you look at these, you know, 21st movement guys, they're a bunch of madalas, you know, way from, you know, the past,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who still hold on to the past. You know, they don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, you know, they are entitled to their views and so forth. But I think, you know, their cause, looking at even their numbers, I think there are about five or so,
mm-hmm.
even on Skype when Marvelous, you know, focused on focused her camera on them
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a generational, you know, divide between these so-called nationalists and these pro-democracy activists. We are now joined by a man who needs no introduction. And that's Stan Zoradza, a man who has been brutalized by the police and arrested several times. Mkoma Zoradza, tinomuga muchirai muchirongwa.
Tinokutendai makadi vatereri.
Aiwa tinofara vatereri. Ndinofunga kuti varibo. Zvinhu zvakamira sei kuHarare uko? Tukuona vanhu vakugara vachingorohwa. Vachingosungwa kutaura kuno vamwe vachiri mumajere kuZimbabwe.
Hurumende yedu yakuratidza kuti haisisina hanya nevainotungamirira. Hurumende yedu yakuchida kuti izame kukonzera nyika yedu kuti iende state of emergency. Nokuti havasina zano rekugadzirisa pavakakanganisa. Ende havasina kana kuziva kuti voita sei. Nokudaro vakuda kuchikonzera kuti pave nemhirizhonga kuti vakwanise kuburitsa pfuti. Nokuti marumwe zuro apfuura aya pakaitwa demonstration yenera, mapurisa vakaridza pfuti kuEPOS vakazviramba mumapepa nawo, asi tine cases akaitwa atapika atinawo, atinogona kuratidza vanhu kuti hurumende iri kunyepa kuti mapurisa havana kushandisa pfuti, vakashandisa pfuti kuEPOS. Ende zvinhu izvi tine humboo, saka nokudaro tiri kuti hurumende ngaichirega kuramba ichinyepera nyika. Yakundikana ngaichiita kuti vana veZimbabwe vatsvagire vamwe vatungamiri vagone kutungamira. Kana ivo vachigona kugadzirisa pavakakanganisa, ngavagadzirise. Isisi munyika medu tive nerufaro. Munyika medu mubve mhirizhonga, mubve kupondana. Iye zvino izvi hurumende yedu it's a government iri yakajaira violence. Iye zvino izvi iri kutuma members ayo eZANU-PF kuabducta vanhu vachivarovera kuheadquarters kwavo, vobva vava injecta an non substance. Zvinhu izvi zvinhu zviri kufanira kuti zvitaurwe nekushorwa. Why is our government failing to appreciate that it should respect its citizens? Zvinhu izvi zviri kurwadza. Ngatidzoke panyaya yekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ngaikudze ma citizens. It should be accountable to its citizens.
Aha, ngumnumzana Stan Zoradza wenhlanganiso yeta jamuka ngeletemba liyamazi abanengi seke wabotshwa kanenginengi njalo wachaywa kakubi ngamapolisa etshengisela njengokuthula njengabanye abahlezi betshengisela kulezi nsuku eHarare lizwe njalo kumawarire upastor Mawarire ongapha eMelika okwamanje ophakathi kokutshengisela nje esikodlweni se-United Nations New York khonapha eMelika lapho umongameli Mugabe akhona aza ngena umhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly. Mkoma Zoradza, but you know, looking at the brutalization and all the torture that we are seeing coming from the police, Bearing in mind that last month, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission released an indicting statement on the government and the police, saying that the police were violating human rights by curtailing these demonstrations and beating up demonstrators. Are we seeing any slowdown? And, probably that's a stupid question because we are not seeing any slowdown from the government and the police. But my question to you is, what's your take, really? Has the government become so numb to institutions that it formed, institutions like the Human Rights Commission? And obviously, everyone is watching.
Right. Our government, from time immemorial, has never respected institutions. Our government controls institutions. There's a very thin line between what we call the government of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Republic Police, ZANU-PF, and all other institutions that should govern or assist in shaping the country as a whole. You look, for example, the president who has executive power wakes up just one day, addresses high court judges and Supreme Court judges. He belittles them and calls them names and gives them direction on what they should do in terms of executing their work. It only shows that what our government is capable of doing is to show that it has power beyond all institutions. Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission will say what it says, but our government won't even listen. And if they keep on saying that, the chief executive or the commissioners will be expelled. So in the end, we are saying here, we are being run, and this country is being run by a group of mafia, a group of terrorists who pretend to be there governing a nation, when in actual fact, they are busy devising methods of terrorism against the citizens. And if terrorism is not enough, they then shift to another level of looting the state resources. And this government has no capacity whatsoever to look at anything progressive. It finds excuses to call when they do failures, and then they come around and blame others. Here, we are suffering. Parenyatwa, a hospital, Gomo Hospital, can no longer do surgical operations because they've run out of painkillers. But you see the government standing tall and blaming sanctions for not having painkillers. When the sanctions were imposed, it is the very same government which brutalized and killed its own citizens in 2000. They went about killing white commercial farmers, and they called them white commercial farmers, when in actual fact they were white Zimbabweans who have Zimbabwean citizenship. And these are citizens of Zimbabwe who have been killed by the government. And today the very same government goes about a crying foul of sanctions. They killed their own. They killed their own white Zimbabwean farmers. And therefore the world was angry. They imposed sanctions. And is it wrong to impose sanctions to a system that has shown that it is killing its own people? Remember, they didn't kill Americans. They didn't kill the British. They didn't kill Nigerians. They didn't kill Kenyans. They killed white Zimbabweans. And for this, it infuriated the world. And they got sanctions. We are saying at this point, the government of Zimbabwe must appreciate that what they are doing, the world is watching. And for this December 12th movement, they should just shut up. They do not know what is happening here. As we speak right now, we have no electricity. We have no painkillers. and someone there stands up and says, protect this dictator. For what reason? Do they even know that we are sleeping hungry? We cannot afford 2 meals a day. I am a graduate from a high university. I cannot afford 2 meals a day. I only have 1 meal a day. And this December 12th movement, cowards in the United States, stand up and protect a dictator. They should just back off and just realize that if they really want to stand and say the truth, they should come and help us out of this problem.
Mm-hmm. Please do stand by Mkoma Zorwa's Misty. Mm-hmm. We are joined by another guest.
Of course we are. In Tunga, we have Mekleo Mafumo joining us from Harare. He is a youth advisor for the World Federation of United Nations Association and also with the Zimbabwe UN Association. Mekleo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this topic today is focusing on the United Nations General Assembly. But, you know, we were talking right now about the issue of the protests happening here in New York for both the December 12th movement and also those hashtag this flag Tajamuka movements and such. But of course, the United Nations General Assembly is going on. President Robert Mugabe is set to speak tomorrow. What do you expect for him to discuss in his speech? I think we just lost him there, unfortunately. We'll give him a call back. And Tunga, phones sometimes are not so kind to us, but no, it's a futu kubata mkoma Mekleo. But per Facebook, we have a couple of comments that came through. Here, there's Andrew and Mercy who are saying they're hearing us loud and clear. Andrew is in Cape Town. Mercy is in Dubai. We have Tendai, who is in Oman, the Middle East. There's that one there. There's Philip, who's hearing us in Durban. Then we have some comments here. There's Pamela Mandu, who says Mugabe must go. Enough is enough. Keith Gondo followed up saying, can Pastor E update us regarding what they have discussed in the General Assembly? I understand that him and Dr. Patson, are we speaking here about Dr. Patson Zamara, had a chance to be in some meetings there. We'll ask him to update us on that issue there. There's JK who says, never. Which land they shared amongst themselves? I think Chichi Papo, JK is talking about the issue of December 12th, saying that, you know, the West only hated Mugabe after he gave the land back. We have here Zoba the Best, who says, these pro-Mugabe December 12th people are all old people stuck in old politics, like non-aligned movements, like their friend Mugabe, and they should all retire and raise their great-grandkids. Zoba the Best there, known as well as Muzi Ngube. Thanks there for the comments. So you guys keep commenting on our Facebook. We hope to hear from you, get your take on what's going on.
Indeed, we joined back by Mekleo Mafumo. When his phone card, you had a question for him.
Koma Mekleo, Nanda Vunzauti, what are you expecting to hear from President Mugabe tomorrow when he addresses the General Assembly?
Thank you so much. I think tomorrow, when the President is going to present at the General Assembly, we are looking at where we are, where we've come from, looking at the sustainable development goals that we as a country have adopted. And on the 17th, this is Zimbabwe Territorial Chain. And I think we take it out of the whole presentation as well. It will relate to the things that are on the ground. Do those 10 SDGs have an effect on what is going on currently in the country? And it's connected to the issue of my SDGs. I still remember my programs at Nagarat Shita and Mitsita about my SDGs, but I got Tanga. Three issues that I talk about are human rights, rule of law, and governance, which is very cautious, and it is a concept to achieve some of the sustainable development goals. So now we need to know with Link Ichabude for that presentation, Mangwana. We also need to know with all right, Tapapi, are things improving in Zimbabwe or are things getting worse in regards to the SDGs? So we are all waiting patiently for a true reflection of what is happening in the country today.
Mm-hmm. Chichi, one got a question.
Yes, I meant to ask you that recently, UN have selected 17 global citizens, young citizens, young leaders for the SDG goals. So what I wanted to ask you was, in those, in that selection process, you find out that there are only two Africans that were chosen from Rwanda and Kenya. But how can Zimbabwe participate in next upcoming leadership efforts for the UN?
Okay, Nkoma Maclio.
Yes. On that question, can I repeat? Most of the countries that have been spearheading the issue of my SDGs, this is as Zimbabwe, we were on the forefront. But unfortunately, due to selection, we could not be selected to be part of that team, which was part of the United Nations Youth Envoy to the Secretary General. But however, I think most of the issues that are causing us as Zimbabweans not to be selected, especially as young people, is because of the situation that we are in. SDGs are not being talked about that much, especially by us young people. And we are being affected. And it comes to other countries, they are being involved with their government. If you look at some of the teams right now, which we are communicating with, we are in the United Nations General Assembly, like, for example, in Tanzania, they are part of the delegation that is there. They are also part of the side events, and they're actually doing some presentations. Like, for example, other African countries, youths who are actually spearheading some side events, have a topic which they termed working together to implement the outcomes of the second international conference on nutrition, on sustainable development goals. And they're playing a leading role, representing their governments, representing the young people. But when it comes to us, we don't have anyone who's there to speak up and say, I'm representing the government, to talk about SDGs. So when it comes to such opportunities, to Skutariska, it becomes something that's...
Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that phone again. But nevertheless, we have marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, our one and only star reporter in New York. Mav, give us an update. What's going on now?
Oh, there's been action after action here at the Zimbabwe Embassy in New York. We just saw a member, I think, of the Zimbabwean delegation who just walked out of the embassy with some of the December 12th movement people and left. I'm not sure who it was because I'm on the other side of where the December 12th movement are standing. Mm-hmm. But right now, Pastor Ivan Mawarire is speaking, and he's speaking about, you know, how President Robert Mugabe is here in the United States. And then it's being represented by people from here instead of his own people. So I can take you to him so you can hear what he's saying directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Take us there.
All right. Let me do that.
That has killed people. How sick are you to support a government that is arresting people for standing up for their own rights? How sick are you to support a government that buys themselves brand new cars every year? They spend over $40 million every year to buy brand new Mercedes Benzes, and yet they can't build one decent hospital. How sick are you to think that Robert Mugabe and his government, who murdered over 20,000 of our brothers and sisters in Bulawayo, in Matabeleland, in Gwanda, in Lupane, how sick are you to think that they are okay and that they deserve your support? Nobody can tell the story of Zimbabwe better than Zimbabweans. And so that's why we are standing up. Enough is enough. Enough with corruption. Enough with injustice. Enough with poverty. Citizens of the world, we want you to know that we, the citizens of Zimbabwe, have had enough, and we shall no longer put up with the tyrant. We shall no longer put up with thieves. We shall no longer put up with lies. We are funded by hunger. We are driven by our desire to see a Zimbabwe that is better than the one that we have. If you truly love Zimbabwe, stand with the citizens. If you truly love Zimbabwe, stand with the people of Zimbabwe. who are suffering today, who have no jobs, who have no money, whose money has been stolen by our own government, and they're trying to give us bond notes, a fake money, which they say is valuable. We shall not put up with it. We shall not stand for it. We say no to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no. No to bond notes, no.
You heard there from Pastor Ivan Mawarire, and also there are other people here who are saying no to bond notes. I will just take you a snapshot of what's going on here.
Please.
I'm back now online. If you can ask your questions so I can ask the protesters.
Mm-hmm. Maviv, there's any way you can find your way to December 12th. Stan Zorwadza, who's here on the line, who had some scathing words towards them. He was saying, you know, earlier that he's living life in Zimbabwe and it's not rosy. So he was condemning them for even taking action for President Mugabe. So if you can just pose that question to them, to ask them, there's Zimbabweans who are saying, come to Zimbabwe and see what's happening on the ground. Why aren't they doing so but are very quick to support President Mugabe? We'll come back to you once you get a chance to get them and ask them that question. Is that possible?
Thank you. Yes, that's possible.
Okay, awesome.
The spokesperson seems to have left, but I will try and find somebody who can speak.
Thanks, so we'll come back to you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Interesting that update there from our one and only marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We call her the Minister of Instagram. You know, that's in-house. I don't have to explain why we say so. Kodwa elimzwile uPastor Ivan Mawarire bayatshengisela sikhuluma nje esigodlweni seZimbabwe eNew York. Bathi hayi baba Mugabe suka esihlalweni ube khuluma uPastor Ivan Mawarire esola kakhulu laba abe December 21st movement abasekela umbuso kaMongameli Mugabe esithi yena hayibo gambe elgu ngaba kuyukuthi liphambene okunganani emakhanda lapho ukuthi lisekele uhulumende waba bulali uhulumende wabulala abantu ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. And Mr. Zorwadza and Mr. Mafumo, please do stay on the line. Now we have to go back to Mavela Mhlanga Nyahuye. Mava, we understand that now you have the 21st movement guy.
Yes, I do, but he's not really the spokesperson. So let him have his say on what he thinks. He thinks sanctions are the cause of everything. So let me ask him to say something.
No, I can't do it. I'll finish.
He's saying that he's not able to say anything. I think he was given an instruction from his big boss who's here. So for today, until I see the spokesperson.
Okay. Thanks, Ace. So what we'll do is Tino Zoga Kwauri, once you get a chance to get the spokesperson, okay, and we'll get the update from there. And Tunga, I think he was loud and clear.
Oh my goodness.
And how he said, like, his comrade told him not to speak.
I couldn't help but, you know, feel pity for the old man. I was like, I can't talk. You have to support a cause that you stand for.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you stand up for something that you cannot defend on national television, on national radio?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has instructions from his superiors not to say a word, but if you're a picketer, if you're a supporter, you should be open to say anything, you know, to the press, because you are doing so publicly, and that means you are supporting a cause that you are not ashamed of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, Antunga. So hopefully we can get the spokesperson and get
their take. I can't talk.
We'll get their take, hopefully, soon enough from the spokesperson. I'm not sure who's still on the line joining us. Antunga, do we?
I think we have a listener here, Unkosi. Unkosi, kunjani ba?
Hayi, khona kunjani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Usibambe ngapi ntuna?
Ngise Botswana mfuthu.
Okay. Ngapi kwakhona eHabron?
Hayi, ngise Mawuni kathesi.
Hayi, Mawuni. Okay. Sungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ye, uyazi ukuthi abantu abanjengabo utwa umbalo empophoma lo wathi khuluma lapho. Umpofu utwa umpofu. ngabantu abaloke begadi idonki ecubayo. Izanupiefu sokuyidonki uyabona lapho kwafela khona idonki kuba la mathambo isikhumba sidliwe izinja sipele kuze kusala iziboya. Sokusela iziboya kuphela ukuthi kuthiwa lapha kwake kwaba le donki yafela la. Sokuphelile. I think youth artists, they must be serious with what they want. Isikhathi sesifikile sesitshayile, sasakutshaya isikhathi kwaze kwedlula. Aluba laba bantu babesilalele thina right from the beginning before sibulawa igugura wonde. Ngaka sifikanga kulesi stage esikiso. But at the end of the day, we need to correct that. And ukuthi kuze kube correct, ukuthi iyouth should stand for their future. Because if future yabo kathesi is being destroyed. Okwabadala sokuphelile, okwabo sokuyihlala kuphela bakhangele lamandla kawasekho. The best people to fight this war right up to the end is the youth. Abantu abanjengabo okasukure, you must not try to fiddle around with the city of Bulawayo. He must try to control himself and his interests because that city, it belongs to us, not him. I want to make this very clear, crystal clear, that if he continues to come and torment the people of Bulawayo, Matabeleland, he will never even set a foot there again. Umama Umduru, he must not try to be a clever woman and try to tell us the youth that he wants to come to Matabeleland. He will go insane for the rest of her life because what they did, it's seriously. She must not take it easy. We are not happy. Nobody is happy. It is especially with us youth. It pains us a lot to listen to somebody who wants to gain a political mileage by telling us that she wants to come to. Where was she for all along? Because she has been kicked out of ZANU-PF. So I want to make this clear again to the youth that they must lift up their eyebrows, get ready for such kind of situations. It is high time now that we are going to defend our city from this minister who is trying to impose useless decisions which will never even bring us anywhere. We are trying to create employment for our people there. So he must not come and disturb our development. If that mall has to start off, we will end up going to monitor the construction of that mall, having knob carries and sticks to see who will come and stop the contractor there. That must be well understood. This is very serious. We are talking about the lives of our kids. They've been drinking, whining, and dining with the white people. Now they don't want our kids to enjoy that freedom of exposure to so many different people because they've enjoyed themselves and theirs is over. We are not going to accept this. He must listen and take this very seriously. That we are not going to sit around and look at him and watch him. He comes in and out as he wishes to come and disturb the development of our youth. That mole is meant for our grandchildren to survive on that mole.
He
must control his mansion and forget about the development in Matabeleland. We will end up stopping him to cross over the Matabeleland line. I think that would be the best solution. We are sick and tired. It's very painful, you know. We fought for this country at the same time.
Mgoma Zoradza,
muchiri parunhare handiti. Halo, Mgoma Zoradza.
Ndiripo, hongu ndiripo mkoma.
Koma, dhara inyo aramba kutaura kama, zwataeza kutaura na wako New York kwe 21st movement. 12.
Vano ramba nukuti leader wawa anonzi Kotra ni Chimurenga uyu. Is usually a guest of the Zimbabwe government and lives in Eastleigh when he is in Zimbabwe.
And we must put it on record that they are receiving huge sums of money from a repressive government. And they should be investigated there in the United States for tax evasion. If they don't declare that money, they need to be scrutinized in terms of the funding there they are using to rise up against the citizens of Zimbabwe, when in actual fact they are there benefiting money from a repressive system. So vanhu ivavo havangambotadzi havangangogoni kutaura pese pese because they know they will be exposed.
Thank you, there, Mkoma Stan. Let's see if we can go back to Marvelous. I'm not sure if you were able to get anyone for us. Are you hearing us? Hello, Marvelous. Hello, Marvelous. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, if you can just give us an update. I'm not sure if you were able to get December 12th guys or anything.
The December 12th guys have actually, Coltrane Chimurenga has just left after Zor was started talking about him being a guest of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
I zoomed in on him and he realized that, you know, I must have recognized him, and he moved. Either he went the other way or into the embassy. But right now, the picketers, they are not prepared to speak, as you heard them saying earlier on. And what's interesting is some of them are actually wearing T-shirts that say Comrade R.G. Mugabe, as they hold up these posters. So it's very interesting, but they have been instructed not to speak.
So
basically, that's the situation that's here. And they are very, you know, obedient, and they are not saying anything. They are on voicemail right now. But as you can see in my background right there, they're still holding up that yellow T-shirt that gentleman is wearing right there. It's written R.G. Mugabe, and it has a picture of the president right in front.
Mavi, any idea why they're being so elusive to you or the press?
Let's see. Somebody just came in. I think it's one of the embassy staff, and people here are getting agitated. He seems to have been locked out of the embassy. I'm not sure what happened there. If you can see right there behind, that's the embassy door just opened. So this is happening real time.
What's that sound we are hearing? Like there's a burst. What's going on?
Sorry, if you can just say something again.
There's a loud bang coming on, as if I won't say tear gas or something, but there's a bang coming up. What's that?
No, there's no tear gas. In fact, let me take you to a picture of the police right here. They standing by and watching what's going on. They're not throwing any tear gas. As you can see, they're speaking to one of the Zimbabwean protesters. That's she's holding a hand. That's one of the police people here that are guarding both the December 12th movement and the Zimbabwean protesters. So no tear gas.
Now you hear the sound. Maybe it's the mic, but I mean, for the record, I've never seen U.S. police use tear gas anyway, have you?
Hopefully not in this instance. I think it's been relatively peaceful, so hopefully it stays that way, of course.
I've seen some other crazy stuff, though.
It's an increase of the number of December 12th movement people. Some have just come to join the other protesters, but still the spokesman is not here. Coltrane Chimurenga, that's him right there.
Okay.
He doesn't want to speak, and the last time I tried to speak to him, he pushed me away, so I don't want that to happen again right here on camera.
Kondiwavo
Rastai. That's him. And I think they're being told that their permit is overdue because the policeman went up to them and said something. I'm not sure what exactly he said, but they seem to be packing up as we speak. So this is a very lucid development right here. Minute by minute, something new is happening. They seem to be putting their placards down and packing up. I'm not sure whether they are packing up to go or packing up for other reasons, but they're actually leaving, as you can see right there. They are leaving the embassy right now, but a few are still remaining. But they put down their placards and left. Or else maybe it's a new shift. I'm not sure. This gentleman here was not there before, but he seems to have just joined them right now. And I wouldn't want to, you know, ask him something just in case.
Koma Vi, Rana, Pastor Ivan, Dr. Patson Zamara, we hear they've been meeting with many people, you know, officials, maybe go UN or other countries, go UN. Who have they met?
And in Gataure, Miriam, and the preparation of Pastor Zamara, Dr. Zamara, Avapuasi, Pastor Ivan, Varipan. Sakaregani boyedza kuti tinzwe kwavari asi sekuona nekunzwa kwandiri kuita havanga vasiri kusangana nevanhu ava zviri pama appointments but let's ask him, he's right here. Vari kuti pane zvavari kuda kuita saka sekutaura kwatiri kuita this is a very lucid you know situation happening right now saka pane zvavari kumbogadzira kuita pari zvino rega itiona kuti zvii. But vati timbomira saka tichaenda pamberi apo
sikubonayo kathesi emfanekisweni lapha emfanekisweni ephuma eNew York sibona isizalwane seZimbabwe ziyatshengisela phambi kwesigodlo seZimbabwe eNew York khonapha eMelika zithwele amabhakani sithi zona mgabe must go kahambe umgabe yiko ke abakuchoyo that's what these Zimbabwean demonstrators are currently picketing in New York saying.
Interesting developments and Tunga, as we see here. It's been a very interesting show, Nasi, because we got to see both sides that have been protesting there for and against President Mugabe. Quite an interesting outcome today on our live talk show. But as we pointed out earlier, there are many people who are asking where are the young people in particular in the December 12th movement. But of course, we saw young people are joining the this flag and Tajamuka movement there.
Maybe also what I could add is many people are asking that has it been effective? Like this whole, I would really want to find out from somebody if it has been effective, them being in New York in terms of the demonstrations. And also one of the citizens were asking me that, what is the end game with, is Stan still there? Stan, are you still there? Is he still there?
Maybe not.
No, I'm still there.
Okay,
I can
just,
hear you.
Okay. Just your parting, your parting words.
Maybe one question I'd like to ask to you is, what is the end game for this protest? Someone was asking me that the protests are going on, and you there's a lot of brutality going on. Are you changing your strategy? Are you measuring the effectiveness, or more people are going to get hurt?
In 30 seconds, Mkoma,
right.
Time your phone.
Okay. True. We are having a build up of these protests, and they are getting us somewhere. For example, we are going to demand that the United Nations withdraws all the Zimbabwe Republic Police from all missions for peacekeeping in Darfur, Liberia, Sudan, and you name them. And what we are saying, the United Nations must not participate in exporting violence. You cannot allow a repeating offender to peacekeep outside the country when they cannot even maintain peace. So we are confronting all these fronts to ensure that the build-up reaches what we want to achieve as objectives and attain justice and freedom in our country.
And on that note, we come to the end of our show, and it's a time to disconnect. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, asking that you join us next week. And
I am Chioniso Johnny.
Let's make another date on Tuesday, because when it's Tuesday, it's the connection.
Good night.